Yes. So again, the topic, and we're going to see ready again. Shmuel Loma Kavlo the Yavda. Hey, the Mishnah says you can't work out v'loy b'kful. So Shalom, what does a kful mean? So Shmuel says Kavlo the Yavda, that's the type of a chosem that an Eved wears on his beged. It's a symbol, an emblem that he's an Eved. So you can't work out on Shabbos with such a beged that has the Kavlo, has the emblem on it. So Shmuel Loma Kavlo the Yavda Tinan. For the more Miyo, my Shmuel Hoch, the Shmuel said like this. V'loma Shmuel, I Shmuel said, Yoytzu Eved, v'choysim Shebet Savoroi. An Eved is allowed to walk out on Shabbos with the choysim, with this emblem, like a charm around his neck. He's allowed to walk out on Shabbos. Avoloi v'choysim Shebet Susay. But he can't walk out with the choysim around on his begit. But I call upon him around his neck, it's muta. And Shmuel is learning an Al Mishnah that says Loi B'Kful means a Kavdu the Avdo, means an emblem from an Eved. So the Churat Smashmu all type is Osir. And here Shmuel itself says if he wears the emblem around his neck, it's Mutter. And the Issa to wear these things, we'll soon see, we're afraid they'll take it off and walk with it on Mishus Rabim on Shabbos. The Churat Sathir in Shmuel is an Eved allowed to walk out with an emblem or not. And here he says with Tzavar around the neck, you're allowed to. So Drashi, Shmuel Amar Kful de Mastitzen Kavlo de Avdo Opligi Arabavua. He also knows the Mishnah even asks an Eved to wear an emblem. And Avad and Isha can't wear this like a kerchief under the kerchief. Another Chosim Shabbos Avoros at Drashi, who Kavlo de Avdo. Used to be out of mud, out of cement, and used to put it like a charm around the neck. So it's a stira. First Shmuel says, Pshatna Mishnah, that's also for an Eved to walk out. And here Shmuel said it's muta. And tomorrow like Kasha. Hodi Ovid Le Rabbi Hodi Avid Il Lenashi. It depends who makes this emblem for the Evid. If the Odin makes it for him, then he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we're not afraid he'll take it off. Of Hodi Ovid Il Lenashi, he made the emblem himself. So that is not so choshev. So Drashi David Le Rabbi Isle Emto, he's always afraid of his Odin. He won't take it off his neck when he's walking with Shus Rabim. Therefore, the Eved is allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, because really it's a tachshit. It's something he needs. So the Gzeira should be, maybe he'll take it off with Shus Rabim, but if his Odin made it, he's afraid of his Odin, he'll always wear it, he won't take it off. Mashenkein, that's Pshat in this bright, so that Shmuel says you're allowed to wear it with Tzavoroi. The Mishnah says it's Osir, you're not allowed to wear any type of an emblem. That's talking where the Eved made it himself. If the Eved made the emblem himself around his neck, it's not so choshev. There we're afraid, maybe you'll take it off. And walk with it, Rishus Rabim. As is the same Gzeira that we have a lot of Tachshitim, the Mishnah, Anisha can't wear Tachshitim on Shabbos. Because we're afraid in the middle of Rishus Rabim, she'll take it off and show it to her friends and walk with it. This is Shmuel's halacha, that the Mishnah is even answering an Eved can't walk out with Zemla. So the Marba Maya Kimta, how do we that sign? Maya Kimta Lod Shmuel, how do we that sign Shmuel's halacha? The Yavad Le Rabbi. Now that the Shmuel says we let him walk out, the Tzavaroi is where the Odin made it for him. So there we're not afraid the Eved will take it off to show people and walk with Shus Rabbi. Or Bezoi, the Chosim Shabbat Susi Amai Loi, how come he can't even wear a Chosim on his Begit? If the Odin made it, should also be no gzera. He's not going to take it off on Shabbos. And the Gemara Dilma Mivsik, we're afraid, no. If he has the emblem on his beged, maybe he'll fall off the beged. Or Mirsas, he'll be afraid of his master. That what, like Rashi says, the master will think the Eved took it off to show that he's free, a free person. So Lo Yitzui, it falls off by accident on Shabbos. What is the Eved going to do? Or Mikful Lehei, he'll fold over his talus on top of the place where the emblem was so the Odin can't see it. And he'll carry it on his ksafim, on his shoulders. And that's an issue deraisa. Could Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, the Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Hayotze v'talos mukafelet, if somebody goes out with a talos that's folded up, and he stam throws it over his shoulder, he doesn't wear the talos the way we wear at Derech Malbush, he stam has a folded up talos, stam throws it on his shoulders, is b'shabbos chayiv chatis. If he walks out like this on Shabbos, he's chayiv chatis. It's not called a malbush, it's not a derech malbush, it's called a masui. So the same thing here also. We're afraid that the Eved may lose his emblem from his beged on Shabbos. So if it falls off, he's going to be afraid to walk the way it is. So either he'll take another talus and throw it over his shoulder to cover up this place, or else he'll take his jacket off gufa and fold over the jacket and wear it folded up, which will be an issa d'oraisa. V'chihodi amale Shmuel Rab Chinuno, Rab Shila, kulu rabbonin devei Resh Galusa. All the rabbonin that are under the reign of Resh Galusa, lelefko besar b'lei chasime. They should not go out with their sandals or their beged that has a chasimer on it. In other words, the Resh Galusa used to give out to all his, like, avodim, an emblem that you're my avodim. So on Shabbos, they're not allowed to walk out with such a beged. Why? Because we're afraid, like we had before, that maybe the emblem, the chasima, will fall off on Shabbos, and you'll be afraid to walk with such a beggar without the emblem, so you're going to fold up a talis to cover that mokum. Therefore, they're not allowed to wear such a beggar on Shabbos. Levar minoch, achutz from you, to lekop for the left of a Resh Galusa. As a b'chanina v'ashela, you're not afraid of Resh Galusa. Resh Galusa has, like, you're not afraid of him. So for you, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. But like an evit, or somebody, you're afraid of somebody else, you can't walk out with this emblem. So Drashi, Mr. Drashi, Achaisim, Vinishpa. We're afraid the Chaisim, the emblem, the seal, will fall off the Evid's begging. Vinishpa on the break. Or Mir Seth Marabi is going to be afraid of his Odin. Shula Yoima, the Odin shouldn't say, Shunotloi. You know why it's not on your begging? The Evid took it off. Laharais Peshuk, Shul Ben Chern. He wants to show people he's a free person. Therefore he's afraid. He's going to fold over the talis on the shoulders. Now the folded talis that's on his shoulders, that's like a masli. It's not called a tachshit. That's Rashi's loshim gesedim. That a malbush, the head to wear a malbush is called a tachshit. A tachshit means something you need for your body to make your body look nice. To get like it's bottled to your goof. So therefore, you're allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos because it's a tachshit for your goof. Mashenkin here, if you have this folded up talis, it's not a tachshit. Elabis man shalosha derech malbush. What's called a tachshit like a malbush? When you wear clothing, the derech to wear the clothing. The derech to wear a talis is to wrap it around you, but not to fold it up and put it on your shoulders. So if you wear a clothing, not the derech malbush, it doesn't have the heter of a tachshit. It's not considered butter to the goof, but it's considered you're carrying something on Shabbos. Same thing it said, Kulu Rabboran Lelevku Besambli Chasimi Hoyoysin Choysomois Letalisois. He's on the talis, used to put a choysim, a certain emblem. Shalahem, Kein Avodim, just like an Eved does to his master. Laharoi Shen Kfufum Resh Galusam. To show everybody that Kofev, they are bowing down like they're under the reign of Resh Galusam. Lelevku, the Anshambas, they came on God with this talis that has the emblem on it. The Mystiki were afraid Louis would fall off on Shabbos. Mirsasiyah Makatan Lahum. You're going to be afraid of the Resh Galusa. The Resh Galusa is going to think you're taking it off because you're not under my reign anymore. And you come to wear another talis on top of it, which will be an Issa B'Raisa. L'kofer loch im telech b'lechois. V'ayte gufa. Ma gufa. Omar Shmuel. Yoytzeya eved b'choisim shebet savoroi. Shmuel holds an eved is allowed to walk out with the emblem on his neck. He has like a charm around his neck. That's mutter. And we said fine before, where's it mutter? Where the Odin made it. Since the Odin made this emblem for the Eved, we're not afraid the Eved will take it off for Shusar Rabin, because he's always afraid of his Odin. So he'll say to wear it. But if he have this emblem stuck onto his beged, there it's awesome. The Martani Namioch, he learned in the bright light this also. Eved an Eved let him walk out with this emblem, this charm around his neck, providing the Odin made it. So he's afraid he will never take it off. But not on the chosim that's on his chosim. And the svar is like we have. Because if on the chosim, on his jacket, if the emblem's going to fall off on Shabbos, he's going to be afraid. So he could do something. What could he do? He'll put another talis and roll it around, wrap it over the place where the chosim should have been, so the Odin can't see it. And that's going to be Nisa Deraisam. Mashenkin of Yoni has a charm around his neck. And let's say the charm breaks or falls down. There's nothing he can do now. He can't wrap or cover up his neck. So there's nothing he could do, so he won't do anything. So Drashi, Yoytzi Yevet B'chosim Shevet Savoroi. Ubisheltit. We're talking about it's made out of very cheap cement. Lekopet Alai. Lasuyi. Luyit so it falls off your neck, we're not afraid you're going to pick it up and walk with it. It's not choshev, it's made out of tit, made out of some cement. V'mishum demirsis. Aye, let's be afraid. No, if it falls off on Shabbos, the Eved is going to be afraid of his master. My churva nafkimenei. So what? So he's afraid of his master. Well, what can he do? There's no churva that'll come out. Mishum emtu the rabbi, because he's afraid of his master. He's not going to do anything wrong. Lo mais le biyodei. He's not going to stand, pick it up, and walk with it. The holav hechochi. That's not any hechocha. The fact you wear it, you're holding it in your hand.
the avdus. Elgishyesh na tzavaru yabuksusay. The only simin you're an eved is if either you have it like a charm around your neck, or else you have it stuck onto your begin. But if it falls off your neck, there's nothing that you could do. Stamp to pick it up out the value of the thing itself, it has no value to it. It's made out of tit. Elamai, you're afraid the master will be angry at you. You can't do anything. So you're not going to carry it anyway. Mashenkin, if it falls off your ksusai, off your beggar, there we're afraid. There you could do something. We're afraid that on Shabbos now you'll fold up your talis and throw it over your shoulders to cover up that mukam, and that's an issue the right to walk out like that on Shabbos. This is the Pshat and Shmuel. Or Reminu, have a ksiru now, Akasha. Shteit, lo yetzei ha'eved, b'choysim shebet tzavoroi. An eved is not allowed to go out with the choysim around his neck. See, it's a ksiru. It says even this choysim, even this emblem, or a charm around his neck is also wasa. Not like Shmuel. Shmuel said it's muta. Vaita v'loi b'choysim shebet tzusai. He can't go out with the emblem on his ksus, on his begin. Zeh v'zeh ein mekavlim tumla. Both of them, though, the emblem, whether it's on a charm around his neck, or whether it's on his beged, is not mekabel tumah. It's not called a kli. So Rashi, zeh v'zeh ein mekablim tumah. De lav lenoy ovid. It's not made to make yourself look nice. It's not like a tachshit. A tachshit we learn out from kli midyon. The Torah said that the kelim there by midyon was mekabel tumah. You have to put it in the mikvah. It's talking about tachshitim. So a tachshitim is something you wear to make yourself look nice. That has a shame kli on it. Mashik, and here the emblems that an eved wear, it's not the pshat lenoy. We're talking about this emblem is made out of a metal piece. The Gemara later will design a metal piece. It's not meant to make yourself look nice. It's a g'nai for you. Like, who wants to walk out with this emblem that shows you an eved? It's not a nice thing to do, but an eved has to do it. So, kli tashmish nam le'eved. The other yisrael of the keli is a kli tashmish, that means something that's mishtamish the yodim, that you have use from it. Your silverware, your plates, your pots, it's something you have tashmish from. You use it. A chair, a table, something that you have some use from it, that has a shem kli. But here you have no use from it. To mitzvah, there's no use from the emblem. It's something you have to wear. If it look nice, it'll be a tashit. That's also a chiddush. A kli tashit has a shem kli. But here it's neither. It's not a kli tashmish, and it's not a kli noi. Therefore, it's not a kabutum. Now, Kopar, we have a stira. Here it says an eved cannot go out with the chaysim even around his neck. And before, Shmuel said he's allowed to go out with it. Right, another lock of the brayta says, Abu yoytzehu bizug shem ksusay. An eved is allowed to go out with his zug, with the bell, on his ksusay, on his beget. Miss Gibson. Before the loy bezug shem tzavoroi, he can't go out with the bell around his neck. Abu yoytzehu bizug shem ksusay. If he has a bell that's attached, sewed on to his beged, he's not allowed to walk out with such a bell. Later we'll do more explain what's the chilek. How come around his neck he's not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, and on his beged he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos? We'll soon see why. Obazeh v'zeh mekablim tumah. Here both of them are mekabel tumah. So Drashi, zug is l'no yofid. If a person wears a zug, a bell, he's doing it as a tachshit. It's making him look nice. So tachshit has a shem kli for tumah, therefore they're both mekabel tumah. Drashi v'loy bezug shebet savaroi, av yoytzi bezug shebet ksusei. Lekam the first time, as soon as the Gemara will explain what's the difference. But monashach, are we afraid he'll take it off and show it? So both should be yosef. We're not afraid, both should be muta. Of a mekabel. What? We'll soon see about rings and that. We'll soon see. Mekablim tumah, drashi shetachshitu. Why is the mekabel tumah? It's called a tachshit. Yeah. Vaita, v'loy teitzi behema, but a behema can't go out, loy bechoysim shebet savaroi. Not with an emblem around its neck. As you put a chaysim to show it's your behemoth, it's also for behemoth to walk out with it on Shabbos. For loy the chaysim shem ksusay. Hamol you put a ksus and beg it around the behemoth. Rashi says, ksusay, oysim lesusim, if you have a horse, me'ilim shle yitonfum. You make a nice meal, a nice jacket around the horse, he shouldn't get dirty. So if on the begid you want to put a chaysim, a seal, an emblem, that is like your behemoth, it's also for let the behemoth walk out with it. Hey, it's called a masli, and there's an issa shrisas pemtoin. Just like you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, you're not allowed to let your behemoth do malach on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to let your behemoth go out with a masli. V'loy bezug shebek susay. On a behemoth, you can't let him go out with a bell around his jacket. V'loy bezug shebek savoroi. And he can't go out with a bell around his neck. And zev is zeh eim mekabim tumah. The gayer to behema, all these things, the zugim and the choysim, is not mekabim tumah. So drashi lo teitze kedi amrina bidech pirkin. The nechze command the yozel chinga. The reason why a behema can't go out with a bell is because it looks like you're taking to the market. Why do you put on a bell around the behema? You want them to look nice, and you can take them to the marketplace to sell them to get a good price for it, and it's also to sell behemas on Shabbos, who make a chamemchum. Therefore, the Rabbanan asked you, you're not allowed to let your behema go out with a bell, because it looks as if you want to take them to the marketplace. But ein mekablim tumas atrashi, di ein tachshat lebehema. As even though the purpose of this bell is to make the behema look nice, and therefore you get a better price for him, so the churot should buy the tachshit, and the tachshit is mekabel tumah. So Rashi is no yisrei tachshit for behemah though. There's only yisrei by kli midyan tachshit for nodim. Something an isha wears tachshitim or a man that has a riba, that's called the kli the mekabel tumah. But that you make your behemah look nice is not called the kli the get the tumah. The ain tachshit le behemah. Right. Same mekabel tumah. Is lechura we have a spirit of our sumusum splendid brisa. Now, call upon him, you have a speech with the Shmuel. Shmuel be said before said, an Evan is allowed to go out with a chaysim around his neck. And here it says, he can't go out with a chaysim even around his neck. The Spira. So the Gemara Lechur 1, Teretz is Poshid. Lema hodi yavid le rabbi. Where did Shmuel say an Evan could go out with a charm around his neck? That's if the Odin made it, the rabbi made it. So there, yeah, he's afraid of his Odin to say them. We're not afraid he'll take it off. It's just a rabbi on Shabbat and walk with it. The second brisa is like Shatnal Mishnah. That Shmuel said in our Mishnah, an Eved is Stam, now let it go out with his emblem. Mashm, even around the neck. Why? Because it's talking about where the Eved himself made it. So it's not so choshev, he's not afraid to take it off. The Odin didn't make it for him, he made it for himself. So he'll take it off with Shusarabim and show somebody, or Stam walk with it. Therefore it's awesome. So tomorrow, Loi, I can even tell you a better terrorist than this. I'll tell you no, Emerson in both cases talking about where the rabbi made it. And before Shmuel said where the Odin made the emblem, it's mutter for the Eved to walk out with it on Shabbos, because we're not afraid he'll take it off. But here the Bryce says it's also. Why? V'kan mishal matchis, v'kan mishal tit. Hey, see here the Bryce says it's also, it's talking about a metal one. A metal emblem, a metal seal he had on his begging. So here we're afraid, around his neck, I mean. There we're afraid if he walks out with it, Rishus Rabim and Shabbos, maybe he'll fall off the neck. Now, if it falls off, metal is a chosh of a thing. So we're afraid the Eved won't want to lose it there, but instead he'll pick it up and take it home and walk with it. That's why it's also to walk out with it. Mashenka before, and Shmuel said it was mutter, it's talking about B'sheltit. B'sheltit means it's not chosh of at all. It's a piece of cement. So when it falls down, you leave it there. We're not afraid you'll pick it up. So that's another teretz. It's kan b'shel matchis, v'kan b'shel tit. So Rashi, loy idiv idiv yavet le'rabi. Tiyaf agav du kavul du masnisin. Uk mibidi avi ilo nashay. Even though in the Mishnah Shmuel learned pshat that the Mishnah kavul means that Eved is not allowed to go out with his emblem, we zet stein. That's where the Eved himself made it. Hosam udiyikul yukma b'stam chaysamus. The Mishnah talking about the stam chaysam. Shel tit. Usually a chaysam emblem is made out of tits, man. The mitzvah, luitzui, it breaks, or fall off on Shabbos and break. Ain't makbid alav lahavi shmar of lebeis adoinim. He's not makbid to pick it up and bring the broken pieces to his master. Hilkach lek lukmer b'di yavad le'rabi. Therefore, the Mishnah that says it's usher cannot be talking about where the Odin made it. The yavad le'rabi, because if the Odin made it, lehavi mitzvah, why should it be usher for him to wear it? To chol zaman shle nivsak le'shokulei mitzavaroi. Chol zaman it didn't break, the Eved himself was afraid to take it off. Mishum emto the rabbi is afraid of his odin. The nifsek elamai maybe will fall off and break by itself. Le kopet alei baolam. The violin is not makbid on it. Mishum say that the fact he's losing the pieces. The lekim say that there's nothing to lose. It's a piece of cement, there's nothing. Hilkach, le maisle, he won't take it home. So therefore, why does the Mishnah say it's also to wear the emblem? You have to say it's where the odin himself made it. It's where the Eved himself made it. If the Eved himself made it, he's not afraid to take it off. So there we're afraid he'll walk with it. But here this brisa, we can't set aside this brisa talking about the chosim. The emblem was made out of poshner cement. Could a mistavla come on and soon bring a raya? Hey, since we're talking about hilchas tumah, mashmat the kli matchis that is makabel tumah. So the chiddush is this kli matchis is not makabel tumah. But if it's talking about tit is never makabel tumah. Cement is never makabel tumah. There's no chiddush then it's not makabel tumah. That's Gemara Sukkah saying, "Kastam l'kamu m'seifim hukach." Even in the case where the master made this emblem, but since it's made out of metal, still it's also. Because we're afraid, the mister, true, the other and the Evan himself won't take it off. He's afraid of his master. But we're afraid maybe you'll fall off by itself. The mifsa will fall off, copper delay. The Evan's going to be afraid now to lose this piece of metal. Mishum seda, it's a loss. Omirsas Evan, omaisele biyodei. The Evan will be afraid of his mister, and we're afraid he'll come and pick it up and take it home. That's Shan, this last brisa. This last brisa says that an Evan cannot walk out with Shabbos, even an emblem around his neck. He's talking about a metal one. And the metal one, we're afraid maybe he'll fall in Rishus Rabin, and he'll come to pick it up and carry it home. So the Gemara Kamesh Shalmat Kamesh Otit Ukin Rav Nachman Omer Rav Abavua Dover HaMakbedol of Rabboi Ein Yoitzen Boi. Is anything that if he loses that falls down, the master is going to be Makbed and have tainus to the Evid, why don't you bring it home? The Evid is not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos because we're afraid maybe you'll fall with Shus Rabim and break there. And since you know your master is Makbed on the pieces, you're going to go to carry and bring the pieces home. Therefore an Evid is not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Mashen Kein Dover Shein Makbed Olav. Something like tit, like a little cement, even if it breaks and falls there, the master is not makbid on it. It's Allah Yaitzim boy. You're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. So that's Pshat the Spirits in Shmuel. That that the Shmuel said it's mutters b'shel tit. There we're not afraid he'll pick it up. And here that's also is talking about shometo. We're afraid he'll pick it up. So the Mahochin Nami Mistarva. So the Mistarva also says that last brisa is talking about metal. Meditoni, because the brisa ends off zeh v'zeh ei mekablim tumah. You should know this chaysim, whether it's b'tzavoroi or whether it's on his beggar of an Evid, is not mekabel tumah. That's a chiddush in a brisa. Like Rashi explained, because it's not made lanoi, it's not made to the Evid look nice, so it's not called a tashit. And it has no tashmishim to the yodim, therefore it's not called a kli. So the Gemara says that's the chiddush. Now, iyamid bishlei mishal matchit, if we're talking about this emblem is made out of metal, it's good. Hanayud le mekabel tumah. The brisa told me, dafka this piece of metal is not mekabel tumah. Of a kelim to do, so you have a real keli, a kli tashmish made out of metal, mekabel tumah. It would be mekabel tumah because that's the locha. Metal is mekabel tumah. Eli yamrit bishaltid. But if you want to say we're talking about an emblem that's made out of tit, stam cement, tenan, hani yud le mekabel tumah. What does the price have to say? These emblems are not mekabel tumah, which is mashma. Hakelim b'tum mekabel tumah. But if you have a good kli or kli tashmish made out of cement, would be mekabel tumah. That's not true. But tanya, we learned in the brisa, mishnah kelim, kli. Another mishnah kelim. Tanya, kli avonim. If you have kelim made out of stones, kli galolim made out of shmutz of behema, kli adama kelim made out of the ground. Ain makablum tumah. That shall tit. Tit is kli adama. It says kli ain makablum tumah. Even though you made a good kli, a bowl out of it that you could use, still not makum tumah. Loi medivrei tarv, loi medivrei seifrim. Elishmamina shemat kishmamina. It's a rise. The last bright song about a metal emblem, and that's the terrorist why it's also to walk out with it, even around your neck, and even though the master made it, and we're not afraid the Evid will take it off, but we're afraid maybe it'll fall and break by itself, and the Evid will be afraid of the Seder, the lost pieces, he'll pick them up and take it home. Better what? Yeah, but it's not called Kli Adam. Kli Adam means Kli Adam itself. Kli Cheres is put into the oven that you're baking over. It says, like Panam Chadosh, it's called the Kli Cheres. You don't bake it, it's called the Kli Adam, right? When you bake it, that gives it a shame, not Kli Cheres. Omamar, now we'll be mad for the Braisa. Omamar. For loy the zug shebet tzavorei, a neved can't go out with his zug. He can't go out with his zug with a bell around his neck. Avoyitziu the zug shebksusay. But a neved's allowed to go out, or anybody could go out with a bell on his beggar. Ksusay smuta. So the Gemara zug shebet tzavorei amai loy. What's wrong? Why can't you go out with the zug with a bell around your neck? L'chura katachshit. It's something you wear to make yourself look nice. So it's called a tachshit. It's called like a malvish. It should be muta to walk out with it on Shabbos. And the Gemara, Dilma Mifsit. We're afraid, no, maybe you'll fall. You're wearing like a charm, like a necklace. Maybe you'll fall off. The Yosel Asuyi. And you'll come to carry it home. That's why they asked you. So, basically, like you're saying, well, it has to be something that's shy after that could fall off and break. For the marvel zoi zug shabaksusa, the chur should be the same thing then. If you have a bill on your begid, nami, lechish duma misik. Why aren't you afraid? Maybe you'll fall off your begid and invite you, come to pick it up and look, Mishus Rabin. What's the difference? We're talking about where it was sewn onto your begid. That's where it's mutter to walk out with this bill. Since it's sewn onto the begid, we're not afraid it'll fall off. His mimcha bei mumcha means a mumcha, professional weaver, put it onto the begid. Shrashi the mecha mumcha, sha'or go the begid. He wove it into the begid. Vesule misik, then we're not afraid of full off. Ukhud Ravuna bread of Yeshua. Like Yehuda Rav Yeshua says, the Yom Ravuna bread of Yeshua, kol shu orig legozru. Anything that's orig, that's woven, there's no gzera. Shrashi legozru, lotzeis boy, to go out with it on Shabbos. Because we're not afraid of full off. Since it's woven into the deg, yet there's no zero follow-up. Udravun of the Grashlin in Orig, ki agav the nami yitma, the ashwin le chashin and sula dilma mifsik. So Rashi bavon's the shayla, that tells also bavon's the shayla. Before, on the last daf yesterday, we had the funis aloch a little bit different. There was a shayla that an isha is not allowed to look out with ribbons in her hair. Why? Because maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah, and since it's a chatzitza b'shas tfila, she'll have to untie it first, and then we're afraid later she won't put it back on again, she'll walk with it. Ravuna said any material that's orug, that's woven, then even if she puts it into her hair, it's mutter to go out with it. Because since it's a woven material, it can't get that tight in the hair. So it's never called a chatzitza for tefillah. That was Ravuna's halacha before. That kol shu orug, any material that's woven, she's allowed to put it into her hair, it doesn't get that tight in the hair, so there's no chatzitza. So even if she would have to go to the mikvah, she doesn't have to take it off her hair. So that's Ravuna's din. What's the Gemara bringing down Ravuna's din here about orug? So Drash and Toys both say, you have to say, Ravuna said both halachas. It's one memra. Anything that's woven is legozru, for two different dinim. Before, we're talking about legozru, it's not called the chatzitza. Since the beggar is a woven beggar, never gets that tight onto the ear, it's not called the chatzitza. And here, the swara is about falling off. Anything that's woven onto your beggar, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, because we're not afraid this thing will fall off the beggar, and maybe you'll come to carry it. Since it's woven, you won't fall off. It says, "V'nei Malachim is choshma people, sons of kings, to go out with bills. The Choladim and anybody can go out with it. That usually V'nei Malachim, rich people, they go out with bills. And here the Gemara is saying it's us to go out with a bill. Amari Demari Bezugin Yikarim. They were talking about very expensive bills. She yoytsim ben b'nei malachim going shakets b'shal zov to lekel amechish bul dilma mifsi. They were not afraid. Maybe you fall off, even though it's like a necklace around the neck. We're not afraid to fall off. The mistamet kuim ein yochum b'shal shelo shaketsim. Mistamet on a nice good charm, and since it's very expensive, it's not the star will fall off. V'ochi mari b'zug di alma do mi the zug shel b'heima. So therefore, it's not so a regular zug. You don't tie it on so tight. He'll be zero fall off. It's only us in the case where Shayach will fall off. But Louis said made out of a metal chain that goes around, you know for sure, won't fall off, that would be mutter. Right. Omamar, loitaytse behema, loy v'choysim shematzavaroi. You can't let a behema go out with a choysim emblem around its neck. That's like to show a simon that you own it. But loy v'choysim shematzavaroi. I'm all you put a jacket, a cloth, some blanket around the sus, like Rashi said. So even on the beggar, you can't put a chosim. For loy bezug, a behema can't go out with a bell, shemasvaroi around his neck. For loy bezug, shemakhsusa. Now with a bell or on his beggar. Zev, zev, a makabotumma. Both all these kalim are not makabotumma. Since it's a klifer behema, a klifer behema is not makabotumma. So the more of a zug to behema, a makabotumma, is that true? That the bell you put on the behema is not makabotumma? Or a minu, avakasha? Zug shel behema. The bell they put on a behema tumeya, it is makabotumma. Enough in a stira. Tumeya. Vishel deles taira. If you have a zug, if you have a bell you put on your door, it's your front door, you put a bell on the door, it's not makabotumma. So drashi why vishel deles tor? Drashi deles is mechubal abayis. The door is attached to the house. Shuchib lekarka, which is mechub lekarka, v'yena kli, therefore doesn't have a shem kli. A house doesn't have a shem kli. The door doesn't have a shem kli. So if you put a bell onto the door, the bell is bottled to the door to the house, the house to the karka, it's not called a kli. V'zug also loy botla gabei a bell you put on your door is botla to the door. Could I mean a breish pirkin liel kolam achubale reikamo? Anything that's attached is like that. There also it's attached to the door. It's melas botla to the door. Shodelos Torah. Shel delis at tomorrow. Luis saw this was a bell made for a delis, for a door. The soul of Hema, and you changed it. You like changed your mind. You're not going to use this bell for the door anymore. But now you're going to use this bell for the Hema. Is Alocha Tameya? Alocha is automatically with Machshav alone. This bell now is Makabal Tumah. It's up until now the bell was meant to be used on the, even, maybe it was even on the door already. It was meant to be used for the door. So right now it's not called a Kli. But with your Machshava, the fact you had Machshava to use this bell now for a Hema, it gets the shame Kli right away. And therefore the Kli was like,